Welcome to Fit and Chips Chats, health and wellness advice for women over 40 and beyond with Amanda Thebe. This is a show full of hot topics specifically for hot women. Amanda Thebe is a force of nature for women who are experiencing menopause hell and want to start feeling healthy and fit in their 40s and beyond. Through her very frank articles, podcasts, and hilarious social media presence, she's here to help you with informative advice while making you laugh like a 20-year-old throughout. Her raging fans have called her an unstoppable inspiration, resilient bitch, and one woman called her the over 40 guru to watch in 2017. Please visit us at fitandchips.com. And now, here's your host, Amanda Thebe.
Hi, Amanda here. We finally got the first show. I'm super excited. It's called Fit and Chips Chats, and each week I'll be talking about subjects that directly impact women from peri to post-menopause. We're a group of hot women, and we have some hot subjects to talk about. My first guest this week is my good friend, personal trainer, fitness writer, mother of three. She's like a Renaissance woman. She is the owner of Sweat Floor Fitness in Barrie, Ontario. And here we go, Carolina. I've practiced for a whole week to say Carolina Belmerez.
Yay! You got it right. Welcome. Thank you so much, Amanda. And just a quick intro to me. You're right. I'm a coach. I'm a personal trainer. I specialize on online coaching. I do nutrition coaching and including fitness and workouts and everything. I do Latin dance. I have three kids, and most of my work is done online, which is fantastic because I work from people all around the world.
Oh yeah, we have to talk about the Latino thing. You're damn sexy and damn hot. I know that. I know that you work with women over 40. I know that you work with women who struggle with body acceptance. And I think that at this stage in our lives, it's a more relevant topic than ever. I found this quote the other day, Carolina, and I'd like to read it out to you. And then I just like your feedback on it. And then if you can tell me how you feel this impacts the work that you do with women over 40. Okay. So this is from a woman called Naomi Wolf, who's written a book called The Beauty Myth. And she says here, a culture fixated on female thinness is not an obsession about female beauty, but an obsession about female obedience. Dieting is the most potent political sedative in women's history. And I completely agree with this. I think it applies to more than just women, but specifically that's what we're talking about today.
That's right.
So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Well, that quote honestly gives me goosebumps. It's one of those things, it makes me almost shudder because it's so true. There's a pervasive culture of keeping women small, and not only physically, but emotionally, obedient, tiny, tiny, small, invisible. And the tides are turning. It's changing. It's starting. There's still so much to do, but it's definitely, we're getting to that point where women are starting to wake up and saying, you know what, this is not who I am. This is not what I want. So we're starting to change things, and that is looking really good.
I can't agree more. I mean, we have to call bullshit on this, and it basically is not just about being small, like you said, physically, but even emotionally. Menopause for me, and I know a lot of the women that we deal with, is a very lonely time, and you feel isolated. So you feel quite small in that, in the pain that you're experiencing. But it's also with our voice. We've been taught to be small with our voice, and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't work for me, doesn't work for you, and we need to start talking about this subject, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. So what I have found in working with women who are 40 years and over is honestly, they are such an amazing mix. It's such an amazing experience to work with them, because here's the thing. There's two sides of them. On one side, you have the woman who has literally decades of diet thinking, of thinking she's not good enough, skinny enough, she never looked like Twiggy, the 70s model kind of, there's all of that stuff, residues still there. But on the other hand, these are women who are growing, older, and through their life trajectory, they're discovering screw that. Like they're saying, you know, enough of that. So they start finding their voice. So you have like this really amazing dichotomy of somebody who has very real insecurities that stem from years and years before. Yeah. But at the same time, they're starting to step up and find their power and find their voice and say, you know what, no more of this. Like, so then it's an amazing process to witness, honestly. Like I love working with this population. It's amazing.
And what do you feel the media's impact has had on us? I mean, I agree with you, Carolina, because I grew up, I'm like a 70s baby. And yeah, everybody was thin. Everybody is thin now. For me, I am not someone that's really ever struggled with the weight. And I know I'm lucky in that regard, apart from now when I started to struggle. And it's really hard for me to look down and go, where'd this fluff come from? I don't like it. But then to own that and just think that this is a little bit of a rite of passage. It's another phase in our life. But I don't believe it's really addressed in the media. And when we look at, I posted something on Facebook the other day and I was like, if I see one more Shape magazine saying, let's get abs in 6 weeks, I'm going to tear the fucking magazine up. I was so, like, it drives me.
Yeah, exactly. It does, because you're not represented. Your image is not out there. There's nobody out there that you can relate to. And it's almost like women don't have a right to grow old. Like, God forbid you get wrinkles, you get, you know, cellulite. We all do, right? But at the same time, because you don't see it. And even with like with celebrities and with stars, the moment they start getting old and they're not, you know, they're not like the young, hot thing that they were before, it's brutal. Like their pictures everywhere, they're ridiculed because of how their bodies are changing. It's never honored. And this is a process in life that should be fucking honored, if you ask
me. Oh my, yeah, hooray. We should be honored, yeah. I saw a phrase the other day and it was awesome. It said, menopausal women are hot.
Literally, figuratively, absolutely.
Yeah, completely. And this invisibility that like is pervasive in the industry as well, I find very frustrating. So as well as in media, I don't believe that we're represented. We've basically been taught to be quiet about our pain and our issues.
Yeah.
And I also feel like that in the fitness industry. I'm not going to go off on that subject too much, but it's a male-dominated industry, but there's a huge amount of women, female leaders out there. And I feel like this is one of the topics that isn't spoken about. And so body acceptance is definitely spoken about. And I love some of the people like Erin Brown out there who and Nagar who knew are speaking about this. And it's super important. But I think that the mindset changes when you're going through menopause, because not only are you dealing with physical changes that make no sense whatsoever, you're also going through different symptoms that affect your mind, you know, depression, fatigue, mood swings. I mean, Jesus, it's tough, but women are tough, and we get through it, for sure, we get through it. One of the things that I feel that we need to do as leaders in the fitness industry is to just make this a little bit more of a subject that's spoken about more. Absolutely. And encourage women to feel that they're capable.
Yeah.
Which leads me on to my next question to you. I would like to know your feelings and how you would approach training somebody who feels like they've lost that athletic ability. And so we know that as an age, we feel less capable. And they don't want to go to that magic point in their stress level that the magic happens.
Right. Like for me, when I think about helping women who are perimenopausal or menopausal regain confidence in their abilities, we have to start small, because it's not realistic to, you know, throw somebody who has been out of the game for years and years and expect them to do like amazing things. You can't set them up for failure. And that goes in general, like with any training client, right? Because we've been around for longer, a lot of the times there's injuries or there's just mobility issues that need to be addressed. And when, for example, I have one of my clients, she's over 50 years old. She has had years, I think more than a decade, of a serious shoulder issues.
Okay.
Can't lift, can't move. But you know what? Little by little, a little over a year now since we've started training, and she's no problem able to press overhead. She's busting out band-assisted pull-ups. Like, you tell me if that's not amazing. And it's just like, it didn't happen overnight. There has to be a lot of communication in that this is a process and it's going to be worth it, because you put in the time, there's going to be a change. There's going to be a result.
Yes, I agree. And I think that you hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, small steps. I mean, we're both graduates of the precision nutrition coaching method.
Right.
But the reasons that we're proponents of it is it's relevant for every area in our life. It's not just relevant in nutrition.
That's right.
I also coach my clients the same way. So starting at the foundations and then giving them some little tweaks to let them feel like they get a win-win. And those wins are super important, because our confidence is chipped away at us as we age, because it's a big new beginning. We're entering the phase where we're no longer reproductive. Our children are probably leaving home. We feel lost in our careers. These are real feelings that people have relayed to me.
Absolutely.
And then so not only is their athletic confidence gone, but their actual confidence is gone, like their self-esteem. And so, I agree. Like, that win-win is definitely something that I encourage in my clients. I also had a client who wouldn't do a TRX raw, because the idea of letting her body go all the way back was scary. So I stood behind her and held her the whole way. Yeah. And now she's competing in bike races. Like,
that's
she's constantly being the person, and it was just the same thing, small steps, small steps.
Absolutely.
Going back to having ownership of where we are with our bodies, we have to accept the change.
Yes.
The change is ironic, I'm calling it that, because obviously the change, but we have some strategies for dealing with the way our body is changing physically, and it's not responding the way it used to. So could you give me some of the tips that you share with some of your clients about how to have acceptance, some small steps that are actionable?
So one technique that I absolutely love, because I have firsthand experienced the benefits from practicing it, and this is key, it's a practice. Please, you're not going to be amazing at it the first time you try. It's just about setting yourself up for success, literally reminding yourself to take action. And what one simple step that I really like is noticing and naming. Because, for example, what happens is we go through our lives, and when we're already struggling with body issues, the dialogue that's going on in our head is brutal. We're brutal. Like, we're saying horrible things to ourselves, horrible things that we would never dare to say anybody else. And we're speaking like that to ourselves, which is crazy, but we do it. And I can feel that a lot of women are going to be nodding along to this, because right? So in noticing and naming, like, the very first step is very simple. You just bring awareness to those thoughts. You don't need to be mad that those thoughts are there. You don't need to be angry or upset or berate yourself. That kind of defeats the purpose. Be very neutral, very non-judgmental. It's just about noticing. It's like, you wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, everybody hurts. You know, everything hurts, like every joint, like, oh, this sucks. It's like, oh, there's a thought. Interesting. And that's it. You don't need to qualify. You don't need to give it a name. No, just notice it. And then you're getting dressed and, oh, these pants don't fit anymore because I suck. I'm so lazy. I haven't done anything in years. Oh, there's another thought. Interesting. Just like that. Bring awareness to those thoughts. Once you have that practice down, you're going to stick with this for days, maybe for weeks, however long it takes you. You're going to stick with this practice. And in your second stage, you're actually going to change the script. You notice one of those thoughts coming in, like, oh, I feel so fat today. You know what? It's okay. That's just the way my body feels right now. That doesn't say anything about me or who I am as a person or how loved I am. It's just what it feels like right now. It's okay. And you let it go. So little by little, you start changing the mental pattern. And like I said, this takes time and this takes practice, just like any other kind of training. You're retraining your brain, but this is so important. If you want to go down the path of acceptance, which I think is the key to promoting change in our body.
That's the first step.
Yeah. It's absolutely necessary. And this is a very real way in which you can actually go and achieve that.
Yeah, so we have, just to clarify, we have notice and name, and it really is a dialogue that we're having, and you're doing nothing more than that. There's no extra conversation.
Right.
Look at my wrinkles today. okay, I noticed my wrinkles. Okay, and that's fine. Move on. And then yep. the second stage is to say, oh, look at my wrinkles. Well, yeah, I earned every goddamn one of those or something. You know, like,
yeah.
You can then add the dialogue to it. Now, can I just clarify, if you're looking to change something about yourself, if you're on a health and wellness diet, if you want to lose weight or if you want to just feel stronger, it's all about not shaming yourself, right? It's all about just saying, you know what? I don't feel great today. You know, I've got a few extra pounds, but that's fine because I've started my journey. And that's the next step, isn't it? Like how yeah. we can go from notice, name, dialogue to then making the next step.
Well, this is the part that why we named this chat the Catch 22. Because here's yes. the catch. A lot of people think that when you start accepting yourself, you're going to become lazy. You're not going to care about improving. Oh, if I accept myself being overweight, then I'm never going to change. And right now, I want to look at every single person who is watching this video. And I want to ask you, and you're going to tell me, all these years of self-hate and negative self-talk, you tell me right now specific moments in your life in which those negative thoughts help you become kinder, smarter, thinner, better, more loving, more lovable. You tell me when yeah. that happened. If it did have a positive effect, okay. But chances are, I'm pretty sure, it did not have any positive effect. And if so, if it didn't have any positive effect in your life, why would you want to continue doing that thing that is not working? Maybe it's time you change it entirely and do the exact opposite.
And then now, watchers, I'd like to speak to you directly and say, do you want to get on the bad side of that woman? She was like...
Finger wagging and the whole nine yards, because no, we ain't taking this shit anymore. We're not buying that story anymore. That self-negative talk doesn't work. It doesn't help. It never has. It never will. It's time to let it go and let it go in kindness. Let it go in love for yourself, because that is really the promoter of change.
Yeah, so this is great. This is really great strategies, and they're very simple to adopt, right? They're not simple to do, though, and I think that's what you're trying to say. They're very easy for us to say. These are the steps you need to take, but it's really hard to have self-doubt. It's easy to have self-doubt, sorry. It's really hard to change that self-doubt into positive thoughts, and it does take time. And I have to say, it's something that I work on myself personally, and I think that maybe is the pressure I put on myself being as a fitness professional.
Yeah.
But I quite like the fact, and I think I've trained myself to the point now, I quite like the fact that I am maybe unique in the way I look. I am unique that I have like cellulite on my arse. I don't care. Like,
that's right.
Anymore, but like, I swear a year ago, I would have like, well, I did. It really was often tech, and yet I could teach other people to do it. So know that it's not an easy journey, but also know that it's a doable, proven strategies, right? We know that we're working with science here. This isn't just two girls chatting.
Yeah, and just as a final note, because I know we're almost out of time, but as a final note, something really important that I want to say is, because what you were saying before, there's so much secrecy around menopause. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about, you know, all this shameful things going through in our heads. And I want to remind you all that Brené Brown, whose work I absolutely love, she's a great author.
She's from Houston.
Yeah, she's there in your town. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So one of the things she says is shame thrives in silence. If you do not speak up about these things that you feel so deeply ashamed of, then those things will continue to control you. You need to give them a voice. You need to put them out there. It's scary as hell. Yes, it is. But it's also worth it, because that is your liberation right there.
That's a wonderful thing to finish on. Thank you. I love that. Shame thrives in silence. It's true in so many aspects of our life.
Yes.
And Carolina, thank you for joining us. That was just so great. You're my first guest. I know you're going to be coming back later on in the year talking about another subject, which we will announce later.
Yes.
Carolina and I are a part of a Facebook group that people can join if they want to. It's called Menopausing So Hard.
Wonderful.
It's a wonderful community, and we. I started this group purely because I just wanted people to be able to chat in confidence without judgment, and it's quite good fun as well. We seem to really like that. Carolina can be found at her website, sweatglow.com. I'm going to have all of the information about her contact details in the description, so you'll be able to look her up there. And I look forward to chatting with you. Well, as I have a new guest next week, I'll announce that later. But thank you, Caroline. It was the best.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor to be your first guest. I'm so excited. Woo!
And we didn't even salsa, but next time you can
Yes, we'll salsa together.
Thank you so much, darling. Love you. And I didn't say shite. I was going to say shite. It was one of the things she thinks it's a, that's such a cool thing I was.
Yes, you taught that to me. Thank you for always teaching me new words. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Take care, darling.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. For more information on the services offered by Amanda, please head over to her website at fitandchips.com. That's FITNCHIPS.com or her Fit and Chips Facebook page. Leave a comment and she promises to respond to all questions. The views and advice expressed by Amanda Thebe are not a substitute for conventional medical service. No information here should be interpreted as a medical diagnosis, treatment, or prevention of any disease. If in any doubt, always contact your healthcare provider.